Well, boys, we finally did it. The universe gave us what we all wanted. It gave us a remake of Roadhouse.
We were asking for it, you know?
We've all been saying, I know, like, you know, you have those certain movies where you're like, you can't redo this one, but there's certain movies you're like, man, wouldn't it just, I think AJ just said that in a recent episode. He's like, I'd really like to see, like, a modern day version of Election.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And I mean, we've been saying ever since I first saw Roadhouse, I was like, oh God, if they could just give me like an updated version of this.
Yeah. Because I mean, there's so much that could be updated on this because it's literally from the 80s.
It's no secret. Roadhouse 2024 was just released on Amazon Prime.
It's no secret. Yeah.
Amazon
it's no
secret. Primo.
They're going at it. And you know how important the original Roadhouse was for us. We made it our first live show episode at Cedar Ridge a couple years ago. Awesome episode. If you haven't heard that,
saved it for a live
important
event.
We did
important episode movie in our existence. Yeah,
so we had to watch the new one and we had to talk about it. Now let's be fair up front here that, you know, you should watch it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
if,
yeah.
If you want to join in on this conversation, we'll mostly go spoiler free. Does it really matter?
No, like, let's just go for it. I think because it's been out for, wait, when's this coming out?
It's probably been out for at least a week to 2 weeks at this point.
We're gonna do some spoilers.
And this isn't a movie that like is going to ruin it for you.
No.
If we say something wrong, it's not going to ruin your experience. It's not like Fight Club. No. Ooh, he was Tyler Durden the whole time.
Spoilers!
No, this is not that type of movie. But if you are worried about that, like, just go fucking watch it and come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
what'd you think, Sean?
I was excited for this. I was excited for this when it first opened. We got Post Malone fighting somebody.
Posty.
To his own song.
Pretty cool.
That was stupid as fuck.
That would be a bucket list moment for me. If I could be in a movie, in a Fight Club ring, beating somebody up to my own soundtrack, I think I'd consider that a peak.
You're going to say yes to
that. I think that's a peak
of
existence.
Right off the bat, I have to critique the fighting in this movie. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Why? What is it? Is it the camera work or is it CGI almost?
It's like the guy, not Guy Ritchie, but his partner who does the Kingsman movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoever that fucker is. It's that kind of like they're stitching the shots together in a way that
where
it seems like
pause
one.
It and
it's a mixture of that along with CGI. So they're like really, really.
It's a hot cut. It's basically.
This movie is literally pulling the punches. And it makes me so mad because like in the original, like it, you could feel the violence. I thought, you know, I felt like the fighting scenes were actually like pretty well done. Like even just like, you know, Patrick Swayze punching somebody. It felt like he was punching somebody. This really throughout the entire movie doesn't feel like it at all.
I'll tell you what, that was a huge critique of mine. Most, like 80% of the fight scenes are just like, fuck. But when you actually get into Dalton and McGregor's character, like
Knox.
Knox, I'm cool with those. Mm-hmm. Like, because those, and obviously Knox knows how to fight, like he's McGregor. And Gyllenhaal definitely did his, where he's ripped. Beyond belief.
He looked like he was prepping for to be Wolverine.
It looks fake to me, but he clearly did his work to be able to fight, I think, and learn some stuff. So I'm okay with those, but the majority of the fight scenes were just kind of hot garbage.
There's this weird line because there's like some of the action is really good. Like some of the kind of in your face stuff is really good. But then you're right, it seems like you can tell they do the same thing in like John Wick for where they do like these hot cuts of we're gonna drop this guy from the balcony and it's gonna look like he's going over but he's on a safety wire, but then he's not gonna hit the ground. We're gonna put in the next cut of him actually hitting the ground. They splice it together. They did that a lot for just even simple punches in this, right? So it seems like they used ideas that were reserved for like bigger stunts inside of just basic fight scenes. And it just seemed, it did. Like some of the action was really great, but then some of it was not. And that was kind of a bummer. But Gyllenhaal, that guy's put in his time and effort, though, into lots of different movies that for fighting, for physicality. And he looked great in this movie, too.
Do you like him as Dalton?
I like him as Dalton as the character Dalton. I don't like what they did with the character of Dalton.
Yeah, why did they have to change the mentality of this? Like,
dude, I don't know. Like, later on, in the beginning of this movie, I was like, yeah, I really like him a lot. I like the character of, like, nothing to lose kind of thing where, you know, he's just like, okay, well, if you want to get in a fight, this is the way it's going to be. You know, I'm going to get stabbed.
Is there a hospital nearby?
Yeah, just kind of walk away from it. That whole thing is really cool and bad. I really think he does that well. But, like, the writing of the character, he just becomes a psycho at the end.
So, I mean, really, I think, and that's the other thing, right? There, I was talking about this a little bit with my wife, and it was just this idea of, like, the character doesn't seem like the same kind of Dalton that we got. I mean, and so first and foremost, I guess the layout of this, though, too, is that you kind of discover that, you know, he was basically an ex-UFC fighter that had an incident in the ring, and we don't know what that incident is quite yet. But we all know what the incident must be because you have a death wish now. So what else could it be? So I think that the kind of air of mystery was lost almost was like too early in the movie. I like the setting of the movie.
I do too.
This restaurant's fucking bad.
I think it's amazing. Like, I think it's great that it's down in, like, the Florida Keys.
But it also bugs me because when you're talking about the OG Roadhouse, like, they're just in the middle of nowhere. Like, where the only thing to do is to just get pissed off and go blue collar drink at a bar. And
that's true.
How are you
not
mad?
The Keys.
How are you mad in this place?
Who's driving down to this small island so they can be upset?
The most open, beautiful, that breeze blowing through that restaurant. You're like, this is fucking awesome. I'm not mad about anything.
Like, are you kidding? Like, I just lost all my anger because I walked in the door. That's what this place screams to me.
Okay, I want to say something about that, too, because a lot of the goons or the people who started the fight in the original Roadhouse were just drunk assholes.
Yes.
Like, and just, they were just drunk assholes, you know? But in
there's
this movie,
no motive behind them being drunk assholes.
Exactly. That's, and then right, in this movie, like, literally, like, the character of Dell walks in with his gang, and they just start, like, we're bullies. They just start breaking glass so and doing whatever. And it's just like, that makes no fucking sense.
Yes.
Like, they're just being assholes just to be assholes. And it just felt like, not charming like the original is.
Right.
You know?
The note I have is that this new movie does not work without the original, because it's just like, if you didn't know the premise of the original, you're like, what the fuck? Like, why is this called Roadhouse? And why is he fighting people? But also, it does nothing for me because of the original.
Well,
like they shouldn't exist. Like, it doesn't exist without the original, but I also don't like it because of the original. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, because it does. We set such a bar with the original. Now, like, and the original one was funny, not because it was trying to be funny or dark comedy or dark humor. It was funny because it was like, it was a little over the top and silly, and there was broken glass every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or there's a boot knife involved.
Boot knife.
Yeah, you know, right boot. Like, there's just shit like that made it kind of funny. And then you had these moments, like at the end of the original Roadhouse, where it's like, polar bear fell on me. And it's just like, okay, yeah, that's funny, right? Like, we get it. Tinker, you didn't see anything. There's a moment where, I just think having Jake Gyllenhaal as Dalton is amazing casting. I think he does a very good job at being this, like, kind of like
is he dumb or is he not dumb?
Don't
I don't know.
Push me. I'm good. But why is it that we understand why Dalton in the original one, this was his job. And we have and we get this context in the very beginning of
That's
the
very
movie.
True,
where we understand it's like, well, I want the best. Wade Garrett's the best. Well, but he's getting old. It's like, he's still the best. He's like, well, I want you. And he's like, well, then this is what you're going to do. You pay me this much up front.
Here's the
this
rules.
Is what it's going to be, plus medical expenses. I run the show. This is it. This is what I do. Not, I'm an ex-UFC fighter. I guess I could go in and do this.
Yeah, the original earned it because we've never heard of, like, professional, like, bar cleaner uppers, professional
cooler.
Like coolers.
Yeah,
professional coolers, like, as a team and everything like that.
Right.
Like, we've never heard of that, but it went for it. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, we're just going to be this, though. And it was
and
like...
And then so just do it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get how they want to be kind of different and maybe like modernize it to maybe like UFC. I think that's a good idea. They just didn't... Like the charm is not there in that aspect. They take the charm away. They take the camaraderie of... Yes. Of him and his team away too. Like I liked Dalton's team in the original.
They sort of get into it for a second. Yeah. Like he's kind of helping Barely. The guys, and then it kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy how fast that goes, because you have like the first kid who's like the still like only like lone remaining bartender kind of bouncer guy, and Billy in this one, mm-hmm. and we get that for a minute, and it felt like we were gonna get him kind of a good solid 80s, 90s rounding up the crew kind of scene, and it's one guy he goes and finds.
Yeah.
It's only one other dude he goes and grabs. Yeah. And it's like, okay, like you took Billy under your wing, you go and find this other guy, but that's it? Like, it just seemed like they were rushing everything through it. And it's one of these movies that I honestly think that it could have either benefited from giving us an additional 20 to 25 minutes of movie, or take off 10 to 15 minutes a movie.
And just simplify it.
And just simplify it even more.
Roadhouse is very simple.
It's like, a simple premise.
This 2024 remake is so convoluted.
Yeah,
I'm like, why
I
are you...
I still don't understand.
I don't either. Like, why are you taking the time to be... Okay, so Billy Magnussen, the actor who actually follows us on Instagram. Hey. Really cool guy.
What?
I like him as an actor. He's in Game Night. He's fucking fantastic.
No,
It just like all this real estate thing, like the guy was in prison and then the sheriff is involved with it. And so there's some bad cops and there's some good cops. It's like, what are we doing, guys? Like, let's just take it to where like Billy Magnussen, the actor who plays whatever character,
Ben Brandt.
Thank you. Ben Brandt. Is just like he needs this place to be demolished. And that I grasped that. But then they introduced everything else into it, right? Where like there's good cops and there's bad cops, and that's actually the sheriff's daughter. It's like, no. You guys,
stop.
Just take it back a little bit, okay?
All I need is Ben Brandt to be the evil, like, cause I honestly think they should have let him shine as that bad guy.
Yep.
As that big bad.
And he was kind of funny too.
And like, he's funny.
He really shines in comedy stuff.
The unfortunate thing about that character is that it gets overshined, because I don't think you ever feel like he's actually the big bad.
Yeah.
Because he's got this dad that's in prison, and then he's the one who calls up Knox. And then you've also got Big Dick, the sheriff guy. And it's like this weird three and a half headed dragon of evil. But nothing ever really comes to evil fruition, if you will.
Yeah.
We never really feel that. I never feel like, you know, Brad Wesley was a guy who mm-hmm. wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty, even with his own guys.
Very true.
He was roughing up his own guys, where they didn't, I don't think they gave that freedom to the character of Ben Brandt, because he just says, you know, throw them off the boat or go fetch my phone.
Yeah, which is funny.
Which is very funny, but in the same side, it's not as maniacal as like a Brad Wesley was, you know, that we really needed, I think, in this. We needed a defined big bad, and there really wasn't one.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're going to set this up for a number two and the guy gets out of prison.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that was going to happen though.
Picturing like they're going to like the last scene was like, oh, the roadhouse is built again. And like, but Dalton's there and like something's going down. He like smiles at the camera or some shit. I'm like, please don't do
this. And of course
they send
McGregor out of the hospital and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. let's talk about him. I want to bring out something else before we talk about him. The whole kind of the story structure kind of relies around this this bookshop that this little girl has, which right next door is the Double Deuce.
Yeah, that was
Did you guys see that?
I hoped when I saw that right at the beginning that the shop is called the Double Deuce. I'm like, okay, cool. We're gonna get like some old characters, maybe some like Easter eggs, and there's just nothing.
There's nothing. This is like the only thing that they serve as, and this is also produced by Joel Silver. So
okay. Yeah.
Got it.
It's a very, very well-treaded formula that they've got going on here. So he's going to like, you know what, fuck all this. You know, I wasn't hired to do any of this. And then he sees that the bookstore has been overturned by these guys, and that's when he like turns into a psychopath. I just, it's so formulaic that they're like, they're going for that formula, but then they're like, well, wait, we got to modernize it and make the audience, we got to spoon feed the audience to understand what's going on with the sheriff and all this and the girlfriend. Right. And it's,
no, it's not the type of movie for it.
It's a mess.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Fucking mess.
I think when I was trying to kind of put this all together and like think about it, it's an entertaining movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I watched it.
And then but then at the same time, it's so discombobulated, yeah, unfortunately, that I truly believe that if I think that this is a victim of editing, this movie is.
Okay, maybe.
And that's why I say, had they given us an extra 15 to 20, it would have cleared up some of these things that we maybe were missing. Character development, story building, anything, storyboarding, like anything that would really help feed us and like give us more of what we need in a story, yeah, like this. Or in all honesty, give us less, because we don't need a lot when it comes to Roadhouse. But if you're going to tell a story,
the guy you like, here's what he does.
Yeah.
Here's the place he's going to fix up. Here's the guy that doesn't want him to do that.
Here's why. That's it. and then if you are going to add story to a story like this,
it's already very simple.
That's already very simple. Then give us enough time to make it a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that's what happened. We like characters come out of nowhere. Cameos come out of nowhere. We don't have much of any additional context. There's finally, we get this moment of like, they kind of do it almost like a reveal of like, oh yeah, you killed this guy in the ring. It's like, I mean, if we hadn't figured that out by now, like, I think you're not giving your audience any credit whatsoever.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? To say like,
let's see that. Just get it out of the way. Let's make that the opening scene. Just fucking show it.
Honestly. Yeah. Just, totally right.
And then, and then all of a sudden, like,
no,
three years later,
they boil it down to boat dreams.
Boat dreams.
By the way, that is a real thing.
No, that's fair. But
boat dreams are a real thing.
Whatever.
It is.
But
who fucking cares?
But they still boiled it down to that.
Microdose. It's the first thing that hit my brain when I watched this movie. There are some characters here who could really benefit from microdosing. All sorts of people in the world are microdosing to feel healthier, to feel happier, and to perform better. Microdosing is equivalent to getting into the zone, the just right feeling that you crave, those perfect moments when your body and mind are relaxed and at peace. After a few experiences with gummies where I couldn't handle the high doses, I was super reluctant to try them again. But thankfully, microdose came into our world with the dosage that I needed to be able to jump back in and take advantage of the amazing benefits. I'm one of those guys who works really hard during the day, and at night, I just want a small little buzz to be able to relax before bed. Instead of reaching for a case of beer or a bottle of wine, I've been popping a microdose gummy, and I can't even tell you how great of a decision it's been. This product has a ton of benefits. People have reported that it relieves anxiety, pain, or muscle tension, that it spices up sex and intimacy, that it helps people fall asleep and stay asleep, and it can even help with your focus and creativity. For me, it's relaxation and living in the moment. It's so hard for me to turn off my brain. I'm always reaching for my phone, but with microdose, I've been able to sit, relax, leave my phone in the other room, and just enjoy the moment. A tiny dose of THC does wonders, and you need to try it. I can't recommend it more. The best part about this product is you can take an extremely small dose just to feel the microdosing effects without feeling impaired. It's great for beginners, but you can also take a larger dose if you're an expert and looking for the full send. That's why microdose is a game changer. Get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code BREAKFAST, and it's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code BREAKFAST for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code BREAKFAST.
Think about this, guys. The boat that that she rolls up on is another cop's boat who we see once
for
actually
for no
twice.
Can't that just be her boat?
What, that was even confusing. Like, why are we doing this? Why is that a character?
It seems like this. It's like this. It's like, yeah, it's pretty much basically we'll give you a ton of this. Nope. We'll go right back here.
And even the stuff.
Lots of background, but no, we're not going
to
dive into that.
They just changed things that like you wanted to see, like the, you know, I think a big part of the original Roadhouse for me is the band. is always there every night.
Jeff Healy, man.
Jeff Healy, man. And this time they're like, no, we're just going to do a different man every night.
Which I
know. I know that that's how it would normally be. Yeah, but it's like, I kind of wanted a character out of the band.
True.
By the way, the band that's playing when a fight breaks out, that is a guy named Breland. We opened up for him in Cedar Rapids for a private party.
No shit.
One of the coolest dudes, one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life. And when we saw him, we're like, oh, this fucking dude's gonna blow up. And since then, this was like 2 years ago, dude has just been blowing up.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
nice.
Check Breland out sometimes. He's incredible on social media, but him and his band were one of the bands in there.
It should have been there.
He was doing the praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's his song. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, man. Like,
sing about something else.
Yeah. Which is, I love that. I fucking love that.
Seeing that, I will say this. Like, I love the idea of, like, giving some screen time to the music that's happening, right? It's like giving screen time to your soundtrack, right? And they did that a lot with the Jeff Healy band in the original, and they would make sure that, like, this is as much of a character, this band and this music is as much of a character as anybody else in this movie. But what the only thing that I felt, I wish they would have picked one and stuck with it to a degree.
Then we could have just got to know them.
We could have gotten to know as a better character, as another person to ground us and invest in this
exposition
place.
Maybe be like, well, you didn't know that this is why, sure. This is why this is happening. Because that's kind of what he does in the original.
The name
movie.
Is Dalton.
No.
But and so I it felt that part of it. It felt very much like a Yellowstone vibe, kind of. Yeah. Let's inject a. Oh
yeah,
I like this musician, so let's put him in this movie.
Yeah,
and let's
maybe,
give some.
And that's fine.
It's fine. I'm just saying there's a I don't know. There's a point where it's a little bit over the top.
A lot of the dialogue scenes and exposition scenes also, like, this whole movie felt like a GTA movie to me, or like a GTA game, like especially GTA 5. Like it was like the. In a lot of the GTA, is it GTA 5 with Michael?
The last one's 5.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of those cutscenes have like a floating camera. Like not really stationary the whole time. It's like kind of just like drifting a little bit. And they don't really make sense. It's like a lot of those are like, I don't know, they cut to like the effects even are just like GTA, kind of like something happened, like he gets hit by the train or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And it just cuts to something else. And it's like, why did we even need to see that?
We didn't.
It was just, I don't know.
Him getting hit by the car was another thing.
Yes,
it was like,
exactly.
It's like it takes out it takes it out of the focus. So it's not like he actually got hit by a car. It doesn't even look like he got hit by a car.
It was really bad.
It just didn't seem like, and it was all fast paced put together. The boat falling down from the top of the bar, you know, that's hung up there. All those things, they seem so fast paced and just hectic and like that's all they were trying to get across when these scary moments happen. Like even that car going over the edge, the CGI of it just wasn't, I don't know, there, man.
It just seems like a cutscene from GTA. But
yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
Conor McGregor, what do we think?
Might as well get into it, huh?
I will go on record. I am a Conor McGregor fan. Mm-hmm. I love what he's done and what he's accomplished. I love his... everything about his just brashness and like psychoticness. And I thought he was one of the best parts of this movie. I thought he was an incredible villain, and he is fucking terrifying. And you can almost see everyone that's around him seems like legitimately frightened of this man and how intimidating he is. I don't know. Maybe that's the Irish in me, and that I just love where he's come from to now. His documentary was incredible, but I thought he was the perfect cast for this, to give it worldwide appeal, to make it popular for a lot of people, especially if you're talking UFC.
Yeah.
But I thought McGregor was maybe one of the more believable parts of this movie.
100% agree with you. I think the tone that he had in his character was what the tone should have been throughout the entire movie. Ridiculous.
It needed more of that, and I do think, unfortunately, it kind of actually stole a little bit from his performance, because the rest of the movie wasn't on the same page.
Yes.
Yeah.
He seemed like an outlier in this. And again, you know, if we're talking about the characters, you know, especially the ones that like they're emulating from the original, right? He's obviously like that.
He's the bad, the enforcer.
Yeah,
can't remember his name from the first one.
I can't either. But
wasn't the Scooby Doo villain? We all
know. No, Mr. Withers. But it was that kind of an idea. We don't need a lot of background for this character to come in.
Nope.
Right? We just don't. But it is again. There's no, I don't understand the reasoning of having the father who's in prison call to him to hire him in when it could have been an easier writing and better overall to have Ben Brandt call for an enforcer and this is the guy that shows up.
Or how about dad's not in prison? Yeah. Ben Brandt does not exist and dad is the evil villain
right.
And he's on a boat.
Right.
Being like, well, they're not. My goons aren't getting it done. I got to call in Knox.
Yeah, because there's no value of the dad being in prison.
Nothing.
Like there's
unless
nothing.
They're trying to set up a sequel, which I don't think is going to happen.
I don't think it can.
It's getting pretty bad ratings. So I'm sure it's making plenty of money. I guess I don't know how you make money. I don't know how this makes money.
I think it's honestly, like I say, I think it's unfortunate because of the highlights that are in this movie, they're very very worthwhile.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I think that the movie is just this victim of editing that we get so many things cut out of this and we get forced into like you get whiplash going back and forth to places and back and forth to characters. And I just don't think you really get much stable ground to like actually stand on.
And it seems like putting it in Florida is cool, but we are hardly in the roadhouse in this movie. Like we are like in the boat stables or like the marina and everything like that, and then we're on like yachts all the time, and then that we're in boat chases and shit.
Yeah.
It's just like this movie just needed some simplification.
Yeah.
And like I get like, yeah, we want to do Roadhouse, it's you know this kind of legendary movie, how do we elevate it?
Yeah,
let's make it a John Wick type or a Fast and the Furious kind of sequel thing. And it's like, no, I think you should have just updated it a little bit. Like where you updated it, you've already done that. You casted Jake Gyllenhaal. You got Conor McGregor. You've done the work.
It's great.
Yeah.
Just do the simplification. This story works. We've seen it.
And you know, I'm a sucker for it. It's why some of these remakes work for me, like the Ghostbusters Afterlife, not the new one, where there's like the tie-ins to the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little Easter egg. Like, oh, shit, that's the same guy. Like, why couldn't Gyllenhaal have been like Dalton's son?
I was thinking that too.
Like, why not? We're already playing on the fucking nostalgia of the original. Just go all in.
Yeah, you might as well just go in for it.
And like have a moment where he's looking at a photo album and it's like me and my dad out.
Would have made
of the
a lot
deuce.
Of sense for, of Rick, not Rick Dalton. What's his name in the original?
It's just Dalton.
Dalton. Okay. So he's a fighting background. It would make sense that his son got into UFC.
Yeah, and his dad and Dalton died. Like he died. Like we could pay a tribute to Swayze in this. Like we could like give him a tribute.
Do a Maverick.
Yeah, like
You could literally have any of those moments that you know really just help add to it. And I just think there's two things on this. I think when this idea was originally being kind of put out there, wasn't it supposed to be Ronda Rousey or something?
Oh yeah.
That was, maybe. She was actually supposed to be, they were going to be doing a new Roadhouse and she was going to be kind of the UFC star of this.
Okay.
Then it was like a Conor McGregor thing, but then they put in, Jake Gyllenhaal and cast him into it and everything. And it just seemed like the movie from somebody just really wanted to do this and do it with UFC influence.
That's all they wanted.
And that's really all they wanted. And I think that's kind of an unfortunate thing. From there, on the other end of like the characters and stuff that you're talking about, there is a point, Sean, I think you just said it earlier, like Dalton basically becomes like a psychopath. Like there's a difference between the end of the original Roadhouse where he feels like it's completely like he's provoked after his friend is killed and they're trying to get out of town. He's on his way out of town.
This is why
he
lost his mind.
And he lost it and he's like, I'm going to drive my car, my nice car, just into hell itself and flip it onto those dudes and then go through this house and murk the people who are trying to kill me.
Before that, I tore out someone's throat.
Before that, I ended up tearing out some guy's throat.
Or after that, I don't remember. But
I think that there is a point, though, that of all that stuff and all those deaths and that pretty much get made up for the fact that this guy kills somebody and then puts him on ice and then sleeps with him in a cooler next to him.
It's like really weird.
And then decides to drag that body out and make it look like a death from like crooked cops. There's a whole different layer.
That's what my Dalton would do.
There's a whole different layer of like character in here that we would never even expected.
It seems like they wrote like, oh yeah, there's crooked cops in this world. And so we need to find a way to best them as well.
Right.
And so they're like, wow, how the fuck? I don't know. Dalton makes it seem like they did it to this guy.
Yeah. What was the payoff?
But then it did.
There
then
wasn't
he
a
did
payoff.
No, then yeah. he survived. He's like, yeah, he told us you were the one that shot him.
Yeah. There was no what? Payoff.
What?
Why'd you do that? Why did we do this?
I don't know.
And even what? That scene was pretty cool too. It was like, yeah, you know what? I'm angry.
Yeah.
And when I get angry, it's fucked up. And like, I was like, oh yeah, he fucking here killed someone. Holy shit.
I'm like, cool. This is the John Wick moment. I'm like, yeah, that's dark. Like,
but you be an
you
80s movie.
You felt the tone shift,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You felt it at that moment.
You
but
be
then,
an 80s movie and gloss over it and don't show the fact that you put him on ice.
No kidding. And this, and we flip it on its head, we're going to show it, and then we're not going to come back to him still being in his crazy mode.
Yeah.
He should have continued on that path. I don't know, man. I think that the movie was just a discombobulated version of wanting to tell this story in a different way. They either didn't give us enough story, or they did not simplify it enough to make it just a Roadhouse story.
Yeah. There was a point in this too where they were on the boat, like Dalton gets on Billy Magnussen's boat, Brandt's boat, and they're confronted and it's like, oh, double cross. Oh,
yeah.
Double cross, you know, that kind of shit where we're like, what the, what? And then McGregor.
His piano's out of tune.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That kind of shit.
We get McGregor like cruising to that boat and I'm like, oh, am I really going to be saved by a crazy character like McGregor in this movie? And then no, I'm not. Like I was like, oh, are they gonna team up? That'd be actually kind of cool.
That'd be fucking awesome.
You know, like McGregor's pissed off that he got double crossed and or whatever. I don't know. Like I thought there was gonna be a moment where that was gonna happen. And I thought to myself early in the movie, I'm like, this isn't really any good, but it's probably going to be a movie that I will watch like going to sleep at night.
Oh yeah. I want to kind of watch it again. Maybe see if it helps.
But then that went away from me. Towards the end.
Well, and that I even thought like, you know, what's going to be great is there's no Wade Garrett here. It'd be great if this Post Malone character came back into the story and maybe they were on a hustle altogether.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they go around and they take turns taking punches for this kind of shit. And,
yeah.
You know, but I wanted that. I wanted something to come back around. I wanted something to tie it back to the beginning, something to happen.
Yeah.
Where this wasn't just Thomas Jane's Punisher again, where now he's decided he's going to go off to wherever the world needs me.
Man.
And he leaves a bunch of money with the people that he, yeah, you know,
I didn't want it to be the original. I just wanted it to be simplified.
No. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Well, the only reason these brunch episodes are possible, as you guys know, we do Monday brunch. It's because of our Patreons at patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. One of those perks, if you sign up, is you get to join our Discord. You get to talk movies with us. There are a couple opinions on this movie already falling in. So Matt Cruz says, I just finished the new Roadhouse. I liked it. It wasn't great. I liked the original more. 5.42 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay.
Bryn Reese 90 says, watched it yesterday. I felt the same. Enjoyed it. Just didn't think it was amazing. Gave it a 6 out of 10. Jarrett Layoff says, see, I'm just a little above you guys with a 6.22, six double deuce. Get that?
All right.
Jake Gyllenhaal did great, and his comedic timing was great, which I also agree. I think Jake Gyllenhaal had some kind of comedic timing there.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor was not great, but not the worst I've seen. Walking dick first into every scene worked for his character. That's just him, man. That's how he does it.
He's just got that big gorilla
It's like so good.
Arm swing, you know what I mean?
He says, this movie was pure female fan service as the original was tits on tits on tits.
Ooh, true, okay.
This is female.
That's a good point.
I'm going to watch it again, but it's going to be a little bit. So, and then Brandon again says, agreed, Jake G was really good in my opinion, even when he pointed out he was angry, though it all worked out well, there was much less tits. Yes, there was. Yeah, I think there was some funny moments too. Like I did like, I don't know if that's dumb, but the one of the original goons, Mo, it was his name. He's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Arm like, guy? Huggable face.
Yeah, like he's huggable face. I kind of like, he's like, yep. I don't know.
I love when they're in the big bar fight where McGregor comes in and he's like got a stool in his hand. He's like, oh, hey, man, what's up? That like, was really funny.
He was kind of funny.
He's just kind of happy to be there. He's a memorable character. Yes. You know what I mean? He's somebody that you don't mind latching onto in this kind of crazy thing that they've thrown together. He was kind of like a more fun riff on Tinker from the original one, the big guy,
driving to the hospital in the first scene. Like I really liked the
first
fight.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was really funny.
And like bump.
That's really funny.
Like that's the tone I wanted the movie to continue on. That whole, when he first arrives, the first fights, and then him being like, is there a hospital nearby? Like, no, like how far away? Like I need to know. Cause I just love that confidence.
Yeah.
But then it sort of just goes,
it kind of dissolves just, into
here's all this
craziness.
Shit. Here's all this stuff.
Remember, here's the owner of the bar, and we still don't really know why she's mad or what's going on here, and I don't really know.
Turns out there's
hidden
agendas.
Is she bad or good?
That's
I don't
why,
know.
Because not to keep taking it back or anything, but originally, I do believe that the guy really wanted him just to come, Dalton, to come in, clean up his bar.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about the town.
No.
It was not about the town.
He's like, fix my bar, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I need this to be a better place and a better establishment so I can make real money and continue my life out of this. And then that was it. Now, in this one, there is a hidden agenda, and it's like, okay.
And even that, I still don't really, I'm just like, I don't really remember what that was, nor do I care.
Well, and it's such a basic premise, because it's like, they want the bar so they can have the land so they can build a resort. And it's like,
okay.
Well, is that really such a bad thing?
Or just it sounds like the town's been going downhill. Maybe we can get a nice resort in town.
Yeah, maybe it'd be better for everybody.
We could build really cool bars like this all on the island.
Yeah. Maybe negotiate being bought out by this guy, but also owning it still.
Yeah.
And just kind of doing it under his wing. And
stock options.
Yeah.
In the new resort.
See, that's all you need. I'm telling you, man. Well, just think this through.
I think you should definitely watch it if you haven't. I think it's important. I think there is some worthwhile moments, especially if you already have Prime. Like, you're not paying for it.
No.
Just watch
no,
it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hit play on it. It's fun. There, it's just if I were giving it a rating, I think I'd agree. I think it's just like a 6.
It's in there around a 6.
I actually wonder what our original ratings were on Roadhouse.
It's around a 5 for me. I think Roadhouse for me was a 6 something.
Let's find out. Roadhouse. So I was a 5.9 on the original. Sean was Sean was a 6.3. AJ was a
6.1 on the original Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not
great.
I was wrong.
It's not great.
No, but I was
wrong.
It's
better than this, though.
It is better than this. Yes. That means if I give that a 6.1, then that means this has to be a 5.9.
Here it is for correct. Me. Here it is for me. The original Roadhouse, I think I said in our episode, our live episode that we did at the prestigious Cedar Ridge, I think I said that it's a great movie to watch with your buddies and get drunk with, like on outside on like a projector screen or whatever. That is a fun movie to watch. But even like by yourself, getting it drunk by yourself, whatever, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
This, like with buddies outside on a projector, there would be a lull of jokes. You know, like everyone's kind of having fun with the original. Everyone's kind of like, oh, that was fun. There's broken glass there, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a drinking game to this fucking movie, you know. There's no drinking game to this movie.
Nope.
I think after a while, you'd be like, are we done yet? Are we done?
Because it is. It's over 2 hours.
It is.
Like, it's just.
That's crazy to me.
That's a cardinal sin in my book, to be honest. But
It's crazy to me that this movie is that long mostly because of how much context and development we really did not get. It's fun. Watch it for the fun of the action and some of the, you know, and to watch Jake Gyllenhaal just be a badass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we love you guys. Go check it out. Let us know your thoughts. Join patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. Join in all the fun, and we will catch you next time.
Right boot.
Deuces, right boot.